Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I have no visual in my head at all of what Panama looks like.
It looks like Costa Rica, but with a Miami in the middle.
Okay.
And that's Panama City. First of all, did you send a tweet from Manzanillo?
Yes.
On the Caribbean side?
On the Pacific side.
Okay. So we're thinking of two different places then. Because there's a beach on the Caribbean side that would have been driving distance from where Jessica and I were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, really?
45 minutes away.
No, for whatever reason, in Costa Rica, they're not real creative. They're like five Playa Hermosas.
Okay. So, yeah, Jessica and I went to Panama. And honestly, the reason we went is because Delta had inexpensive flights. And I've always wanted to go through the canal, like see it and go through the Panama Canal, which we got to do. And years ago, Jessica found a hotel there that looked really cool. So it was just in a folder, and we originally looked at going to South America, and Santiago, Chile was on our list. So that worked out well. And also Buenos Aires was on our list, and those tickets were crazy expensive. So we stumbled into Panama because it was $375 to get there.
Oh, nice. Like
a cheap, that's a round trip to get there.
So and we flew right into Panama City and then went to a resort outside of Panama City in the middle of like nowhere and just chilled out. Like there was no surfing, there was no marlin catching. It was just a chill out resort place with a killer pool, and it was right on the beach, and you could see the ships lining up for the Panama Canal off in the distance. So that was neat.
Cool.
And that was the first half of the trip, and then the first third of the trip. Then in the middle, we did some nature stuff, and we actually did a boat tour through the canal.
Did you catch a marlin?
Wouldn't that be
catch
great?
Catch a marlin in the canal.
Marlin jumped into the boat on my tour.
I didn't even want the fish.
I did actually think about going and doing like one of the fishing charters and just to see if I
That's
could.
Just
that would have been the biggest F you of your life for me if you came home with a picture of a marlin.
I would have that thing would have been in my carry-on. I would have been sticking out of either end. So, and then the middle of the trip, we did a bunch of nature stuff because Panama's got it all. It's got the city because, you know, ships that go through the Panama Canal, the cargo ships, pay anywhere from $200,000 to $450,000 to transit the canal. Like,
because that cuts off how much time? Because, I mean,
weeks.
Yeah. And it saves them that much time.
Yeah. And it's more. So it's let's say $300,000 per ship. They do 40 cargo ships a day. And that's just cash. Like you have to pay that cash a day and a half before you go you go through the canal. So they so they have money there. And it's weird because the city of Panama City is all these high rises, but they're all dark because people buy their homes. You can buy an inexpensive home there, but they don't live there year round. Right. So this enormous high rise, there's like four lights on in it.
But it's sold out?
Thing. Yeah, it's full.
Full.
But there's four people. There's four people there that night, which is almost creepy.
Well, it's like Terminus.
Yeah, that's true. it's like Atlanta, all of Atlanta. So I think they could actually do a deal, buy a condo in Atlanta and get one in Panama City. But
you can, as an American, you can buy property there.
Easily.
Because in Costa Rica, it's not the same way, right?
It's pretty easy.
I don't know. I didn't even ask.
I've looked. You can buy. It just depends on how you do the transaction, but Panama is very easy. Like, get a mortgage, buy it, you're good to go. And so in the middle of the trip, we did nature stuff, and we took a boat out into the Panama Canal, saw a crocodile and toucans flying, which was wild because I've never seen a toucan fly. Like, you see the big bird.
Yeah.
It's like Fruit Loops.
Yeah. And it's like a flying beak.
That's great.
So yeah, we saw that flying, and then we pull up to this island because the guy, you know, you go out with these guides who can spot stuff. And there were a couple times where I pretended to see what he was pointing at. I'm like, oh my God, that's great. No idea. he could have made it up. But we pull up to this island because the guy had spotted boats, and we're sitting there waiting, and we're looking, and we're looking, and we're looking for the, you know, animals that he, you know, he said were on the island. And all of a sudden you hear a thud. And there's a monkey on the boat.
Oh, really?
No way.
Cool.
That's
yes.
Cool.
The monkey jumped.
That would freak me out.
The monkey.
I saw the twit pics that y'all. Yeah.
Look. The monkey jumped on the boat.
Oh, no way.
Seriously, 2 feet away from Jessica.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about Central America. There are monkeys everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You turn around and there's a monkey in your bag. It's on a chair next to you.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's sometimes you have to steer out of the way of them because they're all over the place.
Now, how big?
I don't know. It's a bit smaller than Sasha, bigger than Gugu.
Mm-hmm.
15 pounds, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just like very cuddly looking. And it was seriously a foot and a half away from Jessica. And it was all she could do not to reach out and like touch its hand.
Want to touch it? Like it's just some sort of domesticated animal?
Yeah.
Did you have to say to her literally, he's like, don't touch the monkey?
No, but that.
I think you would get a kick out of it.
I think the woman behind that's what she said. The woman behind her said, on the boat was actually saying, I think it's going to jump on you. I think it's going to jump on you. And Jessica was in her mind, she said afterwards, thinking, well, what do I do? Like, it's a monkey. What if it gives me a hug? Like, how cool is that? But what if it's got rabies? So that was cool. And then the last third of the trip, we were in Panama City, which is weird because it's a Miami-like big city, horns honking, tons of cab, traffic, whatever. But it's, I don't want to say third world because third world seems, it's certainly not. It's not an American big city.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there are definitely, it's just a different standard of living. So it's pretty, it's beat up. And, the cars are all, every car has a cracked windshield or a dented fender or broken light or whatever. And it's crowded and it's packed, but the people are so nice and so cool. And then we were in the city. We actually took a boat through the Panama Canal from the city. So
That's amazing.
It was just, there's nothing super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Just what you wanted, though.
Yeah, we left saying we'll go back.
That's awesome.
In a heartbeat.
That's good.
Don't you always say that you're going to go back, and then you look at the map, and you're like, the world is just too big, man, to go back again.
But you did, to Costa Rica.
Different part of Costa Rica.
Before,
yeah, different part of Costa Rica, but yeah.
That's the thing with Panama, is we pretty much stayed on the Pacific side, the south part of Panama, in the city, in the canal, and the nature preserve. But we found, once you're there, you can actually do better research. Then,
right.
So, like, we knew now out of the three beach areas, we know which one the locals go to and which one they definitely don't go to and which one's good and bad. And the one thing that we learned was, like, one hotel got put on the cover of a travel magazine and is now sold out for the next year.
Oh, wow.
So if you go there, it's the worst customer service you'll ever have.
Oh, is that right? Because they don't need your money now.
They don't care.
The Bert Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.